From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Friday, May 31st. Power outages and unreliable cell coverage can make it hard for residents to receive emergency alerts during a crisis. So Butte County has been distributing free Alert FM devices to residents. Tiffany Rowe, Assistant Director with the Butte County Department of Employment and Social Services, says these devices are different from other forms of emergency communication.
Alert FM is actually a device. It's a receiving device that sends messages in times of emergency over FM radio wavelengths.
This means the devices don't need cell service or electricity to operate. The program is grant-funded and devices are being given to residents for free. Rowe says there are about 140 devices available and that residents can request them from the Department of Employment and Social Services website. And we'll have a longer conversation with Rowe on this topic coming up later in headlines. Stay tuned. But for now, Sutter County is facing a budget deficit. According to reporting by the Appeal Democrat, supervisors voted unanimously Tuesday to impose an immediate hiring freeze to help close the gap. The paper reports the county's fiscal problems are partly due to its location on a floodplain, which hinders development and reduces revenue. The hiring freeze applies to all county employees, with some possible exceptions made for public safety positions. The freeze will remain in effect until supervisors vote to end it. And Chico's Bidwell Mansion remains closed this week as it undergoes renovations. According to the Chico Enterprise Record, the $2 million project will restore the historic property with fresh paint, new roofing, and interior maintenance work. As of now, a timeline for the renovations has not been finalized. According to the paper, the mansion and its visitor center have been closed since May. And in other news, a lawsuit filed by a losing Shasta County Board of Supervisors candidate was tentatively dismissed this week. NSPR's Ken Duvall has the details.
Supervisorial candidate Laura Hobbs filed a lawsuit in April claiming her loss was due to flaws in the voting process. Hobbs filed the suit against the winning candidate and Shasta County Registrar of Voters, but this week Shasta County Superior Court Judge Stephen Baker tentatively dismissed the suit, according to reporting by the Reading Record Searchlight. The Searchlight reports he said the suit lacked sufficient grounds. Hobbs has long criticized the accuracy of local elections. The judge has scheduled a hearing on June 11th for Hobbs to appeal his dismissal before he issues a final judgment. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
Chico's Friday night concerts are back for the summer starting this week. The Downtown Chico Business Association says indie pop band Rainbow City Park will kick off the season with a show tonight in the plaza. The summer concerts have been a Chico tradition since 1978. The business association says it's still looking for volunteers to help with the concert series and other downtown events. And animal shelters across California are set to participate in a free adoption day this weekend. Event organizers say Adopt a Pet Day was started to make adoption more accessible. North State shelters participating include the Butte Humane Society, the Chico Animal Shelter, and the Northwest Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals in Oroville. The event will take place this Saturday and comes as shelters across the state are facing overpopulation. Many are calling on residents to adopt, not shop, for dogs and cats. And finally, in an emergency situation such as a wildfire, having up-to-date evacuation information can be life-saving. But if the power goes out or cell service is unreliable, residents may not be able to receive updates. So Butte County is distributing free Alert FM devices. NSPR's Alex Stutson spoke with Tiffany Rowe, Assistant Director with the Butte County Department of Employment and Social Services.
Alert FM is actually a device that sends messages in times of emergency over FM radio wavelengths. During an emergency, such as wildfire or during a public safety power shutoff, they occur frequently in our community and during high fire season. When internet service and our cell towers are down, oftentimes people don't have access to receive those notifications. So the receivers actually can keep the community members informed during these times because they're not dependent on power or on cell or internet service.
In what ways are Alert FM different from other emergency alert systems like Code Red or EAS or things like that?
Code Red typically goes out over the phone lines. So again, when power or cell service is out, those will not come through. Whereas Alert FM receivers can receive that information via the FM stations absent the access to power and/or internet or cell service.
Are there any potential issues that people should be worried about, or not even worried about, but should know about situations in which Alert FM might not work?
Within our local community, Alert FM's messages will only go out to the areas in which the warning and/or evacuation notice is sent out. The Sheriff's Department does that on the county level for Alert FM. So if you're in a city jurisdiction, those alerts come from those local jurisdictions. So Alert FM would not necessarily have those messages out. For example, if there was a disaster in the Chico proper, Alert FM messages would not go out to those. So if you had Alert FM receiver and you were expecting to receive notification in the Chico, you wouldn't receive it.
And when an alert goes out to a Alert FM device, what does it look and sound like?
It comes across in written format as the alert, and it also comes out audio. So there's a message that will be shown on the device itself, and then there's a loud audio noise that will come with the alert as well.
How many of these devices have been distributed to people in Butte County?
Butte County, we're on our second grant opportunity. Our first grant provided 1,000 devices free to the community. The second grant includes a total of 586 devices that are available, of which we've distributed 443. So currently, right now, as of today, we have 143 free radios that are available. With the current grant that we have funding for the remaining 143 radios available, those devices are really to be targeted to specific communities. So those include Cohasset, Forest Ranch, Magalia, Sterling City, Inskip, Concow, Berry Creek, Feather Falls, Forbestown, Clipper Mills, Bangor, and Hurlton.
Could you talk a little bit about the funding for Alert FM and which grants have been funding it and where that money comes from?
The first grant was a collaboration between PG&E, and it funded an initial portion that got the tower set up. That was through the Sheriff's Department. Our department got involved when there was funding available through that to actually provide the actual receivers to community members. And so PG&E provided that initial grant, and that provided that initial 1,000 receivers. Our subsequent grant came from a local collaborative, Bear on the Ridge, which is a nonprofit based out of on the Ridge in Magalia. And they provided funding to those additional 586 receivers.
That was Tiffany Rowe, Assistant Director with the Butte County Department of Employment and Social Services, speaking with NSPR's Alex Stutzen. And those are your headlines for Friday, May 31st. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Evanora Grove.